everyone, and welcome back to FPL Face-Off, the Casuals. It's episode 24, and it's gone surprisingly well this week. One of the main reasons is I got very lucky, and Craig pulled a few masterstrokes off, didn't you?
That's
not a euphemism, by the way.
I might have done. You don't know what I've been up to this week. I had a nice week. I think I top scored out of the Face-Off league.
Well, go through the scores quickly for the Face-Off League, Kings and Casuals, that is. I got 68, still bottom of the pile, but 68. Fitz got 63.
Mm-hmm.
Great, you got 83.
Yeah.
You were a bit worried about Fitz catching you, but you've just slapped him in the face there, haven't you?
Yeah, I pulled a massive 6 points back, I think, did I?
20.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, 63 to 83 is 20.
Oh, Fitz catching me. Sorry, I was thinking about going up. See, I'm looking upwards, not down. I don't look behind.
Again, we're going to leave that one there. this is going from bad to worse this morning. And Jim, still the king of kings at the moment, is 76. So I'm not going to go through the total scores because I think it's more fun if we leave that for a few weeks to see how we're getting on. You're desperate to because you think you're catching.
I think we should go through them. I'll just do it quickly then. You on fourth. 1,536. Fitz, 1,590. Then me, 1,619. And then way ahead. It's less than 100 now, but Jim Timms, 1,712.
Okay.
Top of the pile.
I was trying to keep it quiet so I could catch Fitz. But there we go. Anyway, now one of the reasons I've said that I'm actually quite happy with my 68, because it's only above average, but it's better than Fitz's, is that I forgot to do my team this week.
Cause it's almost like you went and got hammered all weekend in Benidorm.
Well, it's funny that you should mention that. Yes, Benidorm weekend this weekend with a few friends.
Still a little bit fragile, are we?
Honestly, it's taken us four chances. I'm even bad now. It's taken us about four or five chances to get us this far into the pod.
Yeah.
And it's still not going well.
Not great. No. So let's have a quick look at your team then, shall we? Because you managed to captain. Who did you captain?
Well, I still had Jota as my captain.
Yeah, exactly for the season.
Yeah. But I ended up getting De Bruyne in.
Yeah, and you had him as vice-captain.
Yeah, well, I didn't bring him in. He was in my team, but he ended up becoming vice-captain. He didn't do very well. If I'd have picked Foden, I would have been laughing.
Yeah.
But my keeper, Areola, done wonders, 13 points. Connor Bradley, 8. Saliba, 6. Tarkowski, 1. Espy, 0.
Yeah, still not going great for him, is it?
What's happened to him? In fact, what's happened to Brighton?
Yeah, we have mentioned it, haven't we? Like, they're just not at the races all
cack.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I say Foden 15, De Bruyne 4, because he's my vice captain, Palmer 5, Saka 7, we'll come on to Arsenal in a second, and I had Alvarez and Darwin up front. Well, Darwin scoring, some would say a controversial goal.
Incredibly controversial goal, yeah.
I mean, from where I saw it,
yeah,
in the Guinness Bar in Benidorm, it looked absolutely fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you see the TV?
Not that well.
No, yeah.
But I was told about it by another Liverpool fan in there, and he said it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, huge controversy. I think we've all seen it by now. Head injury, should have given the ball to Forrest, didn't, gave it back to Liverpool, and then they went on and scored a couple of minutes later.
A couple of minutes, though. This is the one thing. How far do you go back?
Well, I mean, obviously you can't change decision. Obviously, it's different like phase of play. But he got that wrong, and I think also it was meant to be 8 minutes added on, and it was like nearly 10, wasn't it? By the time he actually scored. So,
yeah.
They're jammy. That was a jammy win. Jammy.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, I thought you might say that.
Yeah, I'll take it. Now, one of the other score lines that I didn't find out about too much about was the Man City Man United game, because at the time we were in the airport, I think, waiting to come back. Signals weren't great. Man United were 1-0 up.
Well, do you know what? I actually played this perfectly because I have a weird shift pattern. And I watched the first half and I had to go to sleep before I went to work. So I was actually overjoyed with that game. I completely missed the second half, which was lovely. I'll just pretend it didn't happen.
Well, let's not, because that's where Foden got most of his points from.
Yeah.
3-1.
Yeah. I did watch the highlights the next day. Two good goals by Foden. Maybe one, you could argue, I don't think it was a foul on Rashford. I think it would have been soft if they had given it. Rashford, in the build-up. Yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah, well, he scored. He scored a cracker.
Still pathetic.
And then Haaland, I think, he got one right at the very end, didn't he? I think a lot of people captured him this week. And as I did, yes. He was my captain and got me 12.
Okay.
So quick rundown of my team.
Go ahead.
I got the keeper wrong. And I feel like, we were saying this off air, I feel like I get the keeper wrong every week. And I think I have recently. I added up, this is how bored I was at work. I added up, out of 27 game weeks, I've only got the keeper wrong 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like I do it every week, but
no,
yeah.
I mean, wow, that you get bored at work. Yeah. You normally work really hard, don't you? You don't normally have time spare to do it.
If anyone's listening who I do work with, then yes, I do. If anyone's working who I do work closely with, then you know I'm full of shit. So, yeah, I went for Dubrovka. It was a last-minute change, actually. It was really annoying. And I had who got 7. Arioli's on my bench, 13. Gabriel and Saliba, 2 Arsenal. Obviously, I got a clean sheet. They both got 6. Bradley had as well. He got 8. I brought in Bowen this week because, as we'll touch on soon, game week 29 is going to be a huge problem for a lot of people, including myself. So he was with a view to the future. I had De Bruyne, who I think I'm going to get rid of this week because he's just not doing anything and he's like my second most expensive player. Foden, obviously very good. 15, Saka, 7. Watkins, 13, which was very nice. Haaland and Slanky. Slanky just with 2. Apart from the keeper choice, yeah, not too bad a week at all for me.
Obviously, we've got a few game, as you say, this game week coming up is a jam-packed, fantastic fixture list.
Yeah.
The following week
game
is
week 29.
There's about 4 teams.
Four games,
I mean.
8 teams.
And they are some of the dullest fixtures I've seen.
They are. I mean, just quickly, we'll go through. It's Burnley, Brentford, Luton, Forest, Fulham, Spurs, West Ham, Villa. Now, the thing is, right, I think everyone's got to have this game week in mind coming up. You've got pretty shit teams, right? But you have got Spurs, you have got West Ham, and you have got Villa. Yeah? So if you are not looking to free hit or, you know, just try and ride it out, maybe like 7 or 8 players playing, the ones you've got to bring in, you've got to be looking at Spurs, West Ham, Villa.
Yeah.
If you do it. I mean, you don't want to be stuck with, you know, Forest and Brentford and Luton, yeah. Fulham, Burnley.
This is when I've seen it, this is when I've realised I used my free hit too early.
Yeah. Well, again, I might not use a free hit on this one. I might just try and ride it out with a few players.
I think I'm going to try and ride this one out because, one, I don't have any of those players, pretty much. And when I don't touch my team, it seems to do quite well. but we'll come back to that because
if we looked at this week,
at this week, there are some great fixtures. But one another result I want to touch on last week: Brentford 2-2 with Chelsea.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the sack race.
Okay.
Because these two managers, Ten Hag and Poch, it's almost like they've realised they're not going to win anything other than the sack race.
Yeah.
And they're really putting some effort into it.
Yeah, well, they're giving it a go. I don't think you can really blame Ten Hag last week because it was Man City. If they don't get a result against Everton this week, then there's got to be some... It's going to be... The pressure's already on him. There's going to be some serious questions asked.
I think Everton might get a result. And I don't mean a win. I think Everton might get a draw here.
You reckon it is at Old Trafford, but it is always the early game. And, you know, gamblers don't back the earlier game. That's always the rule. I feel like we should have enough to overturn Everton, to be honest with you.
I mean, you're gripping yourself quite hard as you say that. It's almost like
I'm really excited to see it. Yeah. Can't see where I'm
I
going,
don't think
you?
You're excited. I mean, not bad. Bournemouth have got... Now, this is something I'm going to speak to you about. Bournemouth have got Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Now, Sheffield United... Carragher was probably right in saying...
One of the worst performances ever.
Ever, in the first half. Dreadful. They have been dreadful.
Yeah.
They are dreadful. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about bringing some Sheffield United players in for my team.
Yeah.
No, of course not. That's ridiculous. But Bournemouth have actually got a double game week this week.
Yeah.
Because they got Luton as well. So they've got Sheffield United and Luton. I haven't got Solanke in my team. I'm sure a lot of people will bring him in.
And everyone's going to captain him as well, I'd imagine.
Probably. But the one thing I will say on this is then you're using a transfer up for the following week of the 4-game week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you...
Well, I'm quite lucky. I've already got Solanke. I nearly brought in Sensi this week, and he got injured. He's on his hamstring.
Yes.
So hamstrings usually aren't great, so I doubt he'll be back for either of those two games.
No.
If you are looking to bring in another Bournemouth player, go Semenyo. He seems to be getting a few points recently.
He's done all right. But, yeah, I think if you're gonna go Bournemouth, you know, if you get Solanke, isn't it? And if you've already got him, then...
Yeah,
captain him all the way, isn't it? Surely.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Two of the biggest defences in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're both at home as well. Bournemouth at home.
Yeah, exactly, which is unreal. An interesting game will be Palace Luton, but then again,
oh, it won't. No, you're completely wrong there, mate.
I'm lying. You know, some of these big games I was talking about. You know, there's
can't West, wait for that one.
There's Brighton Forest.
Yeah,
that'll be a humdinger. Mm. No, but let's get to the serious. Let's get to the good games.
Arsenal Brentford will be. I think that'd be a good one.
That'd be an interesting one. Arsenal, considering they haven't got an out-and-out striker, have been absolutely smashing them in.
Yeah.
I think for maybe what's annoying for it from an FPL thing is they seem to be scoring from everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can't hang your hat on one player and go, ooh,
the one I like at the minute is Martinelli.
Martinelli looks fantastic.
He just looks... He's just...
He's on fire, isn't
he? Yeah, he's playing fantastic at the minute. I've got Saka. I've got two Arsenal defenders, so I would
I've got Saka and Saliba, so I'm probably not looking at many more than that. But Villa Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good game.
Yeah, and it's
Villa at home. I fancy Villa there.
I do, but I'm going to go against what you said in the past, and I think the transfer I'm going to make this week, with a view to 29, will be Son for De Bruyne.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's quite controversial.
It is. De Bruyne's got Liverpool and then a blank.
Yeah, I know, but Liverpool, Man
away.
City.
Liverpool away, a blank.
Yeah, but Liverpool, Man City, that's a big, big game.
That's a cracking game,
That's when we're going to see everyone turn up. And talking of turn up, will we see Mo Salah turn up?
No one knows, do they? No. No one knows.
And this is why it's so difficult. I mean, I know I've got an injured Jota in my team that's not going to be playing for this season. So he is coming out this week.
But, is he?
Yeah. Don't look behind you. Yeah. I've got Darwin. And Darwin just seems to be doing the business in the minute.
Yeah. As we've always said, it's exciting having Darwin.
Yeah.
It is, because you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. And I think it's more exciting, actually, you having Darwin and me just watching it.
Yeah.
Because it can go catastrophically
wrong. Absolutely.
As it has done in the past.
And then, you know, as we said, Man United, they've got, I say, a tough game in Everton. Chelsea, Newcastle on the Monday night.
Yeah, that's a decent fixture. Points-wise. See, I'm quite upset I got rid of Palmer before the double game week, so I got all those Liverpool and Arsenal players in.
Yeah.
Because he is such a quality little...
Well, he just scores points, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he is their best player. He's got that resting sulky face that's a bit annoying, but other than that, he's all right. And he's outperforming Sterling.
Yeah.
Which always cheers me up.
Yeah, there we go. Happy days. Newcastle, I mean, they haven't recovered since, what, before Christmas, have they, really?
No.
They're not.
And that's one thing. I mean, I know we speak about Newcastle not, you know, getting through things... Man United having lots of injuries at one point. Liverpool got lots of injuries at a point when it seemed to be okay to do so.
Yeah.
And they've ridden it out and actually brought some great kids through, which has been fantastic. I still think they're going to have to play a lot stronger team against Man City, though.
Yeah, you probably would want your bigger guns back for that.
Yeah.
I don't know how long is Alisson out for. He's out for a while.
Well, yeah, but you said about Keller's been on fire. I mean, Keller is a great keeper.
Yeah, he's...
You know, he's Ireland's number one. Mm. And every time he plays, all right, he's had a game here or there. But on the whole, he's been fantastic. And I rate him very, very highly. So I'm not so much about the keeper. It's more about the rest of the players. Yeah. I just don't know where they are.
I mean, Salah's key as well, obviously, isn't he? If you're gonna...
Well, Salah, Solobzai, Trent. But, you know, we've got Conor Bradley. But Trent in midfield, I don't know. It's all a bit of a weird
the
one.
The senior ones are all out, aren't they? A lot of them are. I think that would be key against Man City. I think probably if you do have to play all the kids, you probably get turned over.
But do you bring any West Ham players in? Because we've certainly got Burnley. Excuse me, they got Burnley on Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday, and then they've
got, do play in the. They've got
and
Villa.
They got Villa.
I see. I brought in Bowen last week. I probably wouldn't bring any other West Ham players in, to be honest with you.
So you were talking about Son. That's probably a great shout because they've obviously Villa on the Sunday.
Yeah, and if you want to go for a massive differential, you could go Richarlison, who has been getting a few points recently here and there.
The week that both of us picked Richarlison.
It's the week we give up.
Yeah, and it's the week that he storms off, kicks a water bottle, breaks his toe or something. I don't know. Just has a hissy fit.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
No, same. I'm going to stick. I think it's Son. That's probably. And then if I do take a -4, I probably would get rid of Bradley just because I don't want to get rid of Saliba or Gabriel. I'd get rid of Bradley and get Udogie or Pedro Porro if he's back.
Pedro Porro, though, didn't. I think he had his purple patch, didn't he?
He did, but as you say, like, I'd rather take a -4 and have a player who's going to play. Well, that's it. We don't know if he is going to play. So I'll probably go with Udogie. Mm. But, like, you know what I mean? I did say that last time and I ended up with a -1 with the player I brought in for a -4. So maybe it doesn't always work out that way. But it's definitely, it's basically a -2 if they play 90 minutes and you're taking it.
Absolutely. Now, there is one person I do have to mention, and that's our friend Charlie that keeps giving us digs and saying he's going to beat us and bits and pieces. He did actually beat us this week.
Oh, he did.
He beat you by 1 point.
He beat
me by a few more. Don't get me wrong, Craig. He's quite a way off you.
Yeah.
But he has pipped me by 4 points.
Oh.
Yeah. But...
Oh, in the league. He's gone ahead of you in the league.
Yeah. He pipped me by a bit more than 4 points. That was a problem. But I am going to destroy him. So, Charlie, well done. 84. He needs his time. He's great because he keeps banging on about he's going to do this and do that. And he's a bit shite.
Yeah, he's still 60, 80, 79 points off me.
Yes.
Yeah, so away yet, mate.
Yeah. But
keep it up.
Keep trying, mate. Anyway, so we will sort of keep going with this. And Charlie, well done. You get your little time in the sun. Still rubbish, mate. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the real nuts and cracks of it all. Nuts and cracks.
Jesus.
Getting back to the nuts and bolts of it all.
Yeah.
This week, transfer wise, I've got two transfers.
Yeah.
And I've got in my team Jota and Kuna, who are both out, I think, for the rest of the season. I'm going to probably bring in, now you said it, maybe look at Spurs players.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at Solanke for that double game week.
Yeah, I mean...
Solanke's a good point scorer anyway.
Absolutely, yeah, and he's definitely my captain this week. If you don't have him, you've probably got to get him, I think, this week, really.
I think so.
And then have the other one to, you know, with a idea of 29.
I need a defender. I desperately need a defender. Because I think this week I could get my midfield with Saka, De Bruyne, Foden and Palmer. I've got Saliba. I've got Conor Bradley. Do you know what? I might just keep Anderson in for this game week because...
They got Luton this week,
and then the following week.
Yeah, they blank as well, don't they?
Jeez, what's wrong with them?
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one, and I'm not ruling out.
It might be. I get a Spurs defender in.
Yeah, well, you could get Udogie, or that's what I'd
be Udogie because Pedro Porro's. If I get him in, he'll get nothing.
Well, he is. They still just don't know if he's back yet either. So yeah.
Well, that's. I think that's where I'm headed. What about you?
Yeah, well, as I say, reckon Son's from De Bruyne to Son. And then potentially Udogie for a -4, depending on, because I don't really fancy Bradley or any Liverpool players really this week, purely because they got Man City, then they got a blank. So
It's an interesting one. But I think this is going to be such an open game.
The thing is with Bradley, he gets forward, doesn't he?
Oh, does he ever.
Like, he's a proper winger.
Does he ever.
So he could always get, even if they concede quite a few, he could easily get an assist or.
Yeah.
Or a couple, maybe.
We never know.
Yeah, fantastic little player. Shame he's not English, but, yeah.
Yeah, I made that error last the other week, didn't I? But then, who did you say about the other week?
Oh, right, okay. Do you know what? This is going to be my thing going forward. I'm only picking players I can pronounce.
Yeah.
From now on. Because I say don't tweet me, I say don't message me.
And everyone does.
And I still get a load of shit. Yeah,
well,
thanks.
Quite rightly.
Yeah.
Quite rightly.
Yeah, well, I'm only picking players I can pronounce from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that?
SB. Been over this.
Is that why you haven't picked him?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Stupinan. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Your nan's stupid as well. Yeah. swear at me. Okay, so let's see how we get on. Now, we're not going to do a pod next week because there's only the four games.
Yeah.
But you
need to recover.
I honestly need a blood transfer, I think. So I will be recovering. We'll leave it for next week, but we'll be back the week after that to review two game weeks of exciting football.
Wow, one and a half. One and a little bit.
One and a snooze fest.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough match of the day, isn't it?
That's going to be a hard match.
Imagine doing the running order on that. Yeah. Who'd you put first? Oh, jeez. Yeah. So let's see how those game weeks go, and we will be back in a couple of weeks. So from me, goodbye, and from Craig,
laters.